Underground preacher checking into the underground church. And today we're going to talk about Passover, Pascha, and Easter. This is something that Holy Spirit wanted to clarify for us to see the difference between Passover, Pascha, and Easter. As we read the Bible, we will find that Passover came from when God killed the firstborn male in Egypt and passed over the firstborn male of the Hebrews. The Hebrews were instructed to kill a lamb, the Passover lamb, and to put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost so the angel of God will pass over the house when he sees the blood, as written in Exodus chapter 12, verses 5 to 7 and 11. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight, and they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintels of the house where they eat it. And thus you shall eat it, with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. This is also one of the reasons why Jesus Christ is called the Lamb of God, because his blood was shed so death can pass over us. His blood was shed to redeem us. And when you read the Bible, you also find out that Jesus Christ died the day of preparation, as mentioned in John chapter 19, verses 13 to 14 and 16. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus out and sat down in the judgment seat in the place that is called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the preparation day of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he said to the Jews, behold, your king. Then he delivered him to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and led him away. So here we see that Jesus was crucified on the day of the preparation of the Passover. Jesus became the Passover lamb. Now, because Jesus was resurrected on the third day, on the first day of the week, which fell on the Sunday, the Catholic always attribute the first Sunday after the full moon following the vernal equinox, which is the actual beginning of spring. So they attribute that Sunday to the resurrection day. And they call it Pascha. And that's where Pascha is from. And Pascha is Greek and Latin, taken from the Hebrew word Pesach, meaning Passover. But in real life, it doesn't always fall on a Sunday. The true date goes according to the Hebrew calendar. Now, when it comes to Easter, Easter is a pagan celebration of Easter, also called Ishtar, that is a Babylonian goddess. And her symbols are egg and a rabbit, hence the Easter bunny and the egg hunt. So, as a Christ follower, we need to be careful the days we celebrate and how we celebrate. Because if you're not careful, you're going to find yourself in paganism and idolatry out of ignorance. Do your research. Don't just give yourself into it and celebrate anything. Choose wisely the days you celebrate and how you celebrate them. Amen?
Amen.
And until next time, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I am out.